Good morning and welcome to another of our Ag in Uncertain Times webinar series. This morning, focusing on marketing strategies. I'm John Newkirk. I'm an extension economist and the director of the Western Center for Risk Management Education at Washington State University. Our webinar implementation team is from a series of universities around the country. This is the group here. I won't take a lot of time to introduce them this morning. Our webinar series, and for those of you that have been on before, I hope you have this memorized by now. It's designed to provide information that's useful in helping producers and others meet the challenge of today's uncertain economy. And this morning, to continue our series on operating in the face of uncertain markets, dealing with marketing strategies, we're going to have two presenters. We will have questions after each presentation. We'll have some polling questions between presenters. We're also going to have some polling questions here before Ed Essett comes on. And following the second speaker, Dylan, we'll have time, hopefully, for some additional questions for both presenters. And I'll come back to this, but there's a little chat box over here on the left and a small window at the bottom of that is where we would like you to type in your questions. Do it as the presentation goes along. And this morning we're really pleased to have Ed Essett. He's a grain marketing specialist at the University of Minnesota, the Center for Farm Financial Management. And also Dylan Fates at Utah State University is a professional of agricultural economics, has a great deal of experience in livestock marketing and cattle production management. As I said earlier, please enter your questions as they come up. Something triggers your interest as Ed or Dylan are giving their presentations. We have a team working in the background. If there are similar questions, they'll combine them and they give them to me, and I will then present them to either Ed or Dylan as is appropriate. And if there are other questions we normally try to post answers to those on our Ag in Uncertain Times webpage. So to use that chat window to enter questions, or if you're having audio or other problems, if you just put it in there, some member of our team will work on the issue. The technology is not perfect yet. We have had a very small number of audio problems, some which we've been able to work through, some others that normally we discover comes down to the bandwidth out there in the field, wherever it is that person is connected. But you just type into the small narrow window there, and there's a return arrow, and you click on that, and that enters your question or your comment to us. It's possible to watch past webinars, and this web link will come up again later. Actually, at the very end, we will put up a file that you can download to your computer that has all of this information, a virus-free file that you can download. And you can. And last week we had, if you weren't with us, we had two excellent Outlook situation presentation, one on grains and the other on livestock areas. But all of our webinars going back to the June series on Ag Credit are up there. So what's next? We have another webinar tomorrow, same time, on niche and specialty crops. A week from today, another of our marketing series. And then next, on Wednesday, October 9th, we start into our October series, which is on families facing uncertainty in agriculture. And we have an excellent group of presenters. All of our presenters have been excellent, but we have another excellent group coming up for that series. Another resource is the eExtension Managing in Tough Times, shorthand referred to as MITNET. They have an excellent web page. Actually, our information is also posted up there, but another set of resources. A bit, which if you watch the beginning slideshow, you're already aware of this. If you hit the full string toggle, it brings up only the slide presentation for you to see and wipes out that chat box. So now, as I mentioned, we're going to have some polling questions. If you've answered these before, please bear with us. We'd like you to answer them again. This one is of interest to us. We've had a national audience for our programs, and it's of interest to us. It also, as you see, we've drawn presenters from around the country, and these questions help us understand where those where you're all located. Helps us design the program as we move forward. It's very simple to participate in the poll. Just click really quickly on the little dot over there. We ask you to do this. We're going to move fairly quickly through these. And we've had as many as 50 people watching at a single site. We're interested in our reach, and it helps us know about our marketing, whether we're getting the information out. And in addition to this feedback of these polling questions, at the end we'll have an email address, or if you have comments on upcoming topics you'd like us to cover, please enter them in the chat box. We capture everything that goes in the chat box, and our team looks at that and reviews that. So some of our questions that come up in polling are targeted at the producers that join us. Others for educators. Answer the ones that apply to you. Here we'd like to have some idea of what your background is. While our program is targeted primarily at agricultural professionals other than producers, we think the information is also useful for the agricultural professionals who are the producers. So, and our June series, this is a question about that. If you didn't watch those, there's some really good insights given there about ag credit markets, which we're finding are coming true. The tightening of ag credit, some very good pointers by some of the lenders on how to work through that.